Good morning, everyone. My name is Chip Littlejohn. I'm with Avini Health Company, and I'm speaking to you from the wilderness in Nebraska, where there's a little lake that I love to water ski on. This morning, last night, testimony call with Robin West hosting it, and I was reviewing testimony call from yesterday morning in preparation for our product physical call, which is what this is, Wednesday, every Wednesday, we get together in the Avini universe and the products and what they do and how they work and why it's such a special thing that's happening that we get to participate in at this moment. And I thought a little bit about who we are. I thought, you know, we are basically the sweat equity network marketers. We're in the trenches. We're blue-collar workers. Each one of us reaches out to somebody, and we take time with them. What's the most difficult thing to get right now if you're sick? It's a chance to talk to somebody that will listen. Even if you get an appointment, I was on with someone that was in Canada, and it was 5 months till they could get in, and then the appointment they totally missed what the problem was. Just some missed it. Called back in a really terrible predicament, and they said, well, just go to the emergency room. Should have done that 5 months ago, maybe. I don't know. But that's kind of the thing. And so what's gone? I guess there's maybe great organizations, great institutions, lots of research going on. But what isn't there? It's that family feel. It's that thing where you have the same doc for a lifetime, and he knows you, all your kids, your parents, your town. You know, just has a feeling for what's up with you the minute you walk in. Doesn't have to go back to, you know, charts only. And that's kind of what's happened. It's all become so institutionalized. And one of the remarkable things, I think, and one of the really attractive things about you guys is the time you spend, the gift of yourself that you give, somebody to listen, to be interested, to help you figure it out, to put your heads together with somebody and really get to know the ins and outs, the special things about the problem. And so I think that's who we are. That's a little just the insight into who we are. I watch for things to come across, you know, the thought pattern, and I hope you guys take notes on your own thoughts. And occasionally something comes along and you think, okay, that's really useful. And this is so simple, so useful. And I was listening yesterday morning to Darren's call, and then last night again confirmed it. And several of the testimonies were of great danger. You know, listen to Paul Ruggles tell his, listen to Thane talk about Jen's 17-year-old daughter that's just about to get the products right now, who's in fits of rage. You know, self-destructive. I don't know if you've ever hurt so bad that just hurting a little bit differently was a relief. Have you ever hurt that bad in your whole life? Well, that's kind of, I mean, it sounds weird for people to harm themselves or poke themselves or cut their skin, but it could be that something that interrupts the type of misery that they're in and makes it different, even for a short time, can make a big difference. I remember, I bet several of you, because it's a pretty common thing. I've only had one in my whole life, and it was the size of, turns out when it finally came out, was the size of like a little broken pencil lead. But it was something that turned into a stone in my kidney, and it got down, and it's not a, it's so uncomfortable spot where it is. you know, it's building up slowly, slowly in there. You know, you don't even know something's going wrong. I like the way Rick talks about it. He said this is where physics and, you know, health intersect, because the same principle happens in physics. Error. Something's going wrong. You don't even perceive it until suddenly it's a catastrophe. If you listen to Marcy's story yesterday, no idea anything was going wrong with her until one morning, April 13th, 10 years ago, suddenly just hurt so bad it put her on the floor and she couldn't get up. And I was out mowing the yard that day, and so she beat on the wall, hollered everything, couldn't hear it because of the mower. I came in and found her on the floor in such misery she couldn't get up again. Well, that was the way it was, and it's stone that got to the point where it was trying to leave. That hurt a lot. I don't know if you've got a little list of questions that you want to ask God when you finally meet him in person and have a little bit more time to talk. I guess you got lots of time now. You got all the time you're on earth, but wouldn't you like to know, why does that have to hurt so much? And I think the answer may be that if you plug up the urinary system and it can't go, then things begin to back up inside of you. And what is the urinary service doing? It's passing metabolic waste. And if you're using Cell Defender, it's also passing industrial waste. Remember, when you use Cell Defender, the very next time you pee, you're passing poison. Because Cell Defender attracts, traps, transports, and facilitates the excretion of things that are poisonous because they're too positively charged and too small. Why are they too positively charged and too small? Well, because I was talking to a guy that was really smart one time, and he was, you know, looking at my periodic table behind me, and he was contemplating. He said, well, just a second, they're not smaller, they're bigger, the heavy metals. And I said, okay, well, you got to just stop and think again, because what we're talking about here is the van der Waal radius. And that doesn't have to do with how many things are in the nucleus, how many protons and neutrons are in the nucleus that causes the weight. Instead, it has to do with how tightly held in orbit the electrons are. So a bigger mass in the nucleus of something has a greater attraction and pulls the electrons into tighter orbits, therefore making the heavy metals smaller when they're in solution. That's what the zeolite's going after. It's not going to go and pick up your tooth thing. It's not going to haul off, Darren's artificial hip or something like that. We're talking about this battle that's fought in a parts per billion arena. If it were parts per million, they're so poisonous you'd already be dead. You know, a few drops of mercury in solution can poison a swimming pool. It's that kind of a thing. I remember, you know, maybe when you were a kid, you picked up mercury and you marveled at it because, well, that it was liquid at room temperature, even more so when you put it in your hand. And it looked like the ball all stayed together, didn't it? As you'd roll around in your hand, all of us are probably old enough, we broke a thermometer and did that. That was back when thermometers had mercury in them. And we marveled at that. What we didn't realize is that our skin is highly absorptive to it, and not only is mercury liquid at room temperature, it has some volatility. And even when it's made into a silver amalgam filling in one of your teeth, it's vaporizing out into your breath, and you breathe it in through your lungs, and it goes systemically everywhere in your body. One of the things that it does is to block the attaching point between the insulating proteins on the tiniest single cell nerves in the brain. So that's the guanosine triphosphate attaching point. And mercury goes there instead of the next piece of insulation. And you wind up with bare wired nerves on your dendrites and axons, the neurites, that are reaching out from one nerve body to another to create connections that you need to think and remember stuff. So you lose part of your brain capacity to the point that mercury is in your head. What about other things that mercury might do to hurt you? Well, you got to produce energy. That takes the Krebs cycle in the mitochondria. It's trying to make adenosine triphosphate. Adenosine triphosphate is the currency of life. That's what you actually burn. That's the gas in your person car. Adenosine triphosphate has to break and remake. It breaks down to adenosine diphosphate, ADP, and when that breaks that high energy bond, that is the spark of life. That's what you use to wiggle your fingers, blink your eyes, have a thought, run a marathon. ATP has to be active, has to break and remake, just like a piston going around. Pop, pop, pop. Think of it as one of the pistons in your little personal engine. Is that chemical reaction going on? Well, the same thing comes in and interrupts that. There's supposed to be a magnesium right in the proximity of that third high-energy bond in adenosine triphosphate. Mercury kicks that magnesium out of the way. Magnesium ATP is called active ATP. Mercury ATP is not active. You just lost a piston. So if you begin using a Beanie Cell Defender, Rick's Zeolite product, and you suddenly find that you're thinking more clearly and you have more of you available, more energy for every purpose, the ones seen and unseen, the ones that are controlled consciously and the ones that are unconscious, seem to be more alive. One of the explanations is that when you began taking that product, you began peeing mercury and cadmium and lead and arsenic, tin, antimony, bismuth, strontium, uranium, plutonium, you know, all those heavy metals, the ones that have a big nucleus but a small van der Waal radii. So he talked about that, and that was kind of fun. Finally dawned on him, oh, yeah, they are actually heavier but smaller. That's why they're poison. It's the exact same reason that they got stuck in the zeolite case. So how simple is it? It boils down to being so simple. The reason it's poison is the reason it gets stuck in the cage, and it's just such a cool thing because, remember, Cell Defender attracts, traps, transports, and facilitates the safe, easy excretion through the kidneys of those poisons. It's really, really important for you to know that it does not make it more difficult for your kidneys to exist. It allows them to very easily do what they could not do at all before. One of the greatest stories about that, and this is super important stuff for you to know, very first guy that ever had Rick's Zeolite product that had a kidney transplant was his father-in-law. Father-in-law's kidney was going bad. The numbers weren't coming back so good. It wasn't cleaning as well. And he was having trouble qualifying to get another transplant. You know, if you already had one and now that one's going bad, now you're older, you're sicker, your ability to benefit from a transplant is not going to get you to the top of the transplant list. Maybe you got to wait. Mating. Lots and lots of the stories that you heard yesterday were people that were on the way to dying waiting before one of you guys stepped up and started with them. Rick said, I made this new thing. You know, would you please try it? And his numbers came back, got better, and he was able to continue with that original transplant on through the rest of his life. So the other opportunity, the other possibility there is what? Dialysis. Well, if your kidneys aren't working, you're very grateful for dialysis. would you like to know just a little something else cool about dialysis? Just to, I'm just trying to, you know, put things into our heads that are making interesting in conversation. Let's say there's an earthquake. What's one of the most important things to get to an earthquake immediately? A whole bunch of field dialysis machines. Why? Because people who are trapped by a leg, an arm, their torso, whatever it is, they're pinched, and that part of their body beyond the pinch dies. They can live for days in that situation. The instant they take off the pressure, the poisons now created in that limb that died surge through the body and kill them. The way that they is through dialysis. Dialysis is really similar in one way to the way that Cell Defender works. Think about somebody, if you've ever been with them or been around someone, they spend a lot of time in that dialysis center, don't they? If you've ever gone in, I went with a friend that was in that type of a descending aortal aneurysm surgery that went long, 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 and they shut off the blood to your lower, you know, to your kidneys and your legs, and that can, if they take every single time, things start going bad, just like the person that was pinched in the earthquake. So they go in, they hook them up to the machine, your blood goes to the machine, comes back, it's clean. But then sit there for a couple of more hours. Why? Why do they keep sitting there? And this is the similarity. Because now the blood's clean, you've created a concentration gradient between the poisons that are still in the tissues and the cells and the now clean blood. It has to transfer into the blood, now goes over to the machine and gets cleaned, or, if you're healthy, goes down to your kidneys and gets cleaned. The similarity with the zeolite is, Cell Defender, you take it, it goes and it cleans everything that it can get in the body fluid. So you think about the blood, the lymph, the interstitial fluids between cells, that all gets cleaned up. Now you've created a concentration gradient, and it begins to move out of the healthy cell. Important additional detail. Cell Defender never goes into a normal healthy cell. It doesn't enter them. But a cell that is damaged has a different cell membrane, different cell surface chemistry, different cell surface charge, and is stealing your food, maybe building a tumor instead of you. Just making copies of itself, that will wind up stealing the Cell Defender after it's filled itself with poisons. That winds up being like a toxic bomb, or like it swallowed a depth charge, and it reactivates the alertness of the immune system, and it takes another look and says, oh, I was fooled before, but now I see that I've made a mistake. I shouldn't go on dividing. These are big, big, gigantic, powerful ideas. These are some of the things that have, you know, some of them I realized immediately when I first saw Rick's product, and others have learned along the way. I'm just wanting you to be confident that what you have works. It works brilliantly. It works in every single situation. When you begin to get clean again like that, I don't care what your original complaint was, you know, we hope that's one of the first things to get better, but everything is going to start getting better at once. People ask, well, how long do I have to wait? I always say it begins immediately and continues indefinitely. The very next time you pee, you're peeing poison. I find that to be, you know, people can understand that. But it doesn't all go at once. You know, the tissues that are going to be replaced frequently, like the ones that get hurt bad by chemotherapy, your immune cells, your stem cells, your gut lining, your hair follicles, you know, reproductive cells, all those kind of things that are replacing themselves frequently get hurt the worst than the first. And so they get healthy. The things that take a long time, like replacing your skeleton, it's working on that too. It just takes a lot longer to happen. So let's longest example, instead of the gut line, you listen to Paul, you listen to a couple of his testimonies yesterday that had gut-related benefits to the people. That happens pretty fast often because that's getting renewed frequently. And if it's failing to renew properly, failing to be clean, then getting it clean is going to improve more quickly. Well, let's say you've got, and it's got a lot of lead in it. Will you replace that over the next 10 or 12 years? So here's a question for you. And the product, certainly, the benefits are the greatest with consistency over time. So I'm doing little languaging things. I want you to pick these up. The benefits are the greatest with consistency over time. Great example of that. 10, 12 years from now, would you like to have a brand new skeleton with all the old lead still in it, plus 10 or 12 more years of lead? Or would you like to have a brand new clean skeleton? I bet you'd like to have a brand new clean skeleton. So all of you are in the process of doing that already. That's what you're doing. Okay. Listening to those testimonies, and I think this is a great, the road signs ahead of you, the road signs ahead of the people telling their testimonies all day yesterday. A lot of them were saying, bridge out ahead. Avini comes along, changes the road signs. Your road signs suddenly say, scenic overlook ahead. What a difference in your ride. What a difference in your ride. Oh, let's see. Yeah, I'm doing some time here. Okay. I was going to tell a little Dave Johnson story here. Big fun working with each and every one of you, and I'm sure probably a lot of you wonder what makes that guy tick. You know, what is it that's different and so fast about him growing this? I want to assure you, he is a SWOT equity network marketer. He's in the trenches. He's blue collar. Yes, over time, partly because of his kids and you guys that he meets along the way, there winds up becoming a structure of the company that he's working with. And there's calls frequently. There's organized recording. There's things written. The masters are at work through the books. People begin reading the book. Those things all come along. But at the core of the man is reaching out to people and doing three-way calls. Exactly what he asked you to do. But I'm going to give you an interesting little insight that I've gotten to have because of working with Dave. And I think this is brilliant, and it's something all of you can do. Okay, if you listen real close, that's a spray plane coming right over the top of me right now. That was right straight over the top of us, a yellow bi-wing spray plane, and I'm at this gorgeous place at the lake, and he must be heading over to spray a field nearby. So, there you go. There is no place to hide, right? Like Darren says, no place to get away from the herd. If I sat, I heard. If I stood up, I heard. If I laid down, I heard. If I slept, there was no place to go to get away from it. It's the same way with the toxin. Same way. Well, that was a pretty good graphic example, wasn't it? I wouldn't have been using the phone now. I'd have got the great picture. So this is the cool thing I wanted to say about Dave. You know, in his career, I guess there's always been some sort of a sponsor, but to be honest, he usually just kind of sponsors himself where he wants to go. So he winds up without an upline. And what he learned that I think is valuable to you guys is he finds a running buddy. He finds people that think and talk in a way that he finds interesting. And if there's nobody up to look to, and you're sponsoring people, you find your running buddies in your group. You find the people that you like to do three-way calls with in your group. What a compliment to receive a three-way call, you know, no matter whether you're A, B, or C, A being the expert, B being the connector, and C being the person who needs to know the information. So what a compliment if you're in Dave's group and he asks you to be the expert in a three-way call. And I know that happens all the time, and I think it's part of the magic of the man. And it's something that you can easily reproduce and do too. You know, you can find a person cross-line or even better. You know, when you're working with somebody in your group, your running buddy that's in your group, then you're developing each other. You've got some to depend on. You have all sorts of incentives to work together. And you get better and better at it. You get so good at it. And you become kind of like the sparrow. You know, the sparrow may be, you know, if I ask you to talk about birds, and I was just as I was preparing for the call, I noticed there was a sparrow. And I noticed she had something in her mouth. It was a bug. And then I saw another one. Well, that was a male of the same species, English sparrows, probably the most common bird, the least one to maybe catch your attention. But it also had a bug. And then I thought, I must be someplace close to their nest, and they're afraid to go to the nest because I'm here. And so I began to watch them, and they got so fascinating. I figured out where the nest was, which was in essentially a casting of seagulls that has a base on my deck over the water, and they had built their nest in the base of that statue, and that's where they wanted to go. And I began to realize that the most ordinary thing, if you look closely at it and watch it, is fascinating. And I want you guys to know that you, fascinating, when you begin to have behaviors like this, when you're building your group, you've made your nest, you've chosen a Vini, and you're bringing back the products to it, which would be the bugs maybe, and you're feeding the ideas and the bugs, the products, to the things that you're trying to create, you have fascinating behaviors. You become interesting or maybe more noticeably interesting than ever before. And what happens with that? They apparently take great care of their progeny because they're highly successful. And we want to be like that. We want to take great care of our Avini progeny. We would like to be one of the most successful species. Actually, we people from all different walks of life, and have them assemble around this idea and work with us. So those are just some thoughts for this morning. I hope there was something in there that was useful. I really like the road sign thing, and I really think it's important to learn from each other, from Dave, to work, to find a running buddy and do three-way calls, maybe with somebody who you've been lucky enough to sponsor, who you admire. It's a great thing to sponsor someone who you find value in or skills that are different even beyond your own, and to recognize that asking them to be part of a three-way call is a huge compliment. I as you work more and more in this industry, you'll realize what a compliment it is to be included in the introduction of these ideas to a new person. So that's what I got. The next call that came in was about bladders. Let me see how I am for time. I got 1 minute left. Okay, this is really, really important for you guys to know. And then I'll take a couple of comments or questions. But I want you guys to know this. I learned it, I guess, just through having it happen. Guy called me. Three-way call. And I wound up calling him back yesterday to check on him. And this was a guy who had something that wanted to grow in his bladder. And he'd wound up plugged up, had to go get catheterized, and then that was how he discovered he had trouble, and he'd already had a surgery. But I want you to know, and this is, I'm speaking pretty clearly here, And these aren't medical claims that just happen. And it'll happen every time. They're simple. Better. What if all that vehicle, all those poisons that have the capability of making a cell make a right decision? Yeah. It's all going to wind up traveling through the bladder, isn't it? Well, if there's a problem there, what's going to get treated fastest and first? Or interact with the fastest and first? It's going to be something growing in the bladder. Well, this has always happened in males with me, so I haven't run into this with females yet. But remember, Rick talks about the nature of a growth like that. So the inside of it's dead, the inside of it's alive because it can't get full-tied very well. It's angiogenesis is imperfect. The creation of blood vessels, the stealing of your blood and your food is imperfect, but it's just going to keep doing it. And it's not making bladder anymore. It's making copies of itself. Kill that. Usually between the 7th and 10th day of using Rick's product. Then, if it isn't through, try to fall and fall out. And it's probably going to plug the exit. That's actually good news, but it's really miserable. And you have to get medical help to get catheterized to get it sucked out of there. Have to. So if you work with somebody in that particular predicament, know that that's very, very likely to happen, usually between the 7th and 10th day. And they're going to go suck it out, and it's going to be a pussy, bloody, god-awful mess. And it's going to be shocking, but now it's gone. And you're into maintenance and fixing up all the other parts of you. So that was your bonus topic. It's just something that can happen. I'm going to tell you the guy that I would tell that story. Happened to him. Second guy that I heard of that it happened to. The first one was scheduled for a surgery and thought they had something growing back and began using the product, went in for the surgery scheduled in January after beginning to use it for a couple of months, and there was nothing there. Nothing at all. They just thought they were going to have, it always grows back. That's something that always, always grows back. It's the most common reoccurring kind of a problem. And they went in and there was nothing there. That was the first story I heard. Next one, guy calls. And he said, you have to know this. I got plugged up and it was on a weekend and trying to get to an emergency room. But there's both tragedy and triumph in this story. Because I have two sons, one quadriplegic, one paraplegic, one a diving accident, one a motorcycle accident, we have the catheterizing tools and my wife in our house. He said it was a terrible came out of there. And I realized that must be the problem leaving. But he said, I want you to know, and this is the second guy I ever heard it from. I want you to know, and please, if you work with people like me, make sure they know that's very, very likely to happen. That's what I got. All right. Have a great day, everybody. Thank you for joining me. Love you guys. See you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for your time. I know you have questions, so please get with the person who shared this information with you and get all of your questions answered. We invite you to join the Avini family to make a difference through natural healing.